The Children's Youth Worker Handbook for Family Ministries is an excellent read. It is important to review it regularly and have it available for wisdom and direction when needed. So although it is never a bad idea to reread the handbook yearly, I doubt many do. Therefore, I would like to highlight four areas for this coming year. Number one, in light of the culture we live in, we need to take special care in acting above reproach when working with young people. Our behavior needs to be considered above criticism. To be above reproach is to live in such a way that there is not even a hint of scandal or inappropriate behavior that a parent would be concerned with you about. 2 Corinthians 6:3, we put no obstacle in anyone's way so that no fault may be found with our ministry. Let me give you some examples. Make sure when personally communicating with minors, anyone under 18 years of age, that we are including parents in this relationship. It is always a good idea to introduce yourself to parents. Always stay in sight of others when consoling, counseling, correcting a child. We don't want to hear any wild stories told. Restroom policies need to be followed. Preschoolers through second grade need to be escorted to the bathroom, if possible, by individuals of the same gender. Check the bathroom before children enter and leave the restroom door open if possible. Allow the child to take care of business and only assist if the child asks for help. Wise to let parents know that you assisted if needed. Number two, good communication is vital for a thriving people ministry. We must keep good records of attendance. We care who is with us week after week. And if there are injuries, we need to report to leadership verbally and in written form. And if there is any reason for concern because of some strange or suspicious behavior from children, youth, and or adults, someone needs to be informed. Please talk to the teacher of the class or Phil or myself. Third and fourth points are in the area of responsibility. Number three, be prompt and present and ready to serve at the beginning of the class. The handbook states that we should be ready to serve 15 minutes prior to the beginning of your responsibility. I do realize that many of us are dependent on families getting to church on time. Do the very best that you can. And number four, in case of illness or other inability to fulfill your commitment, it is your responsibility to find an approved worker replacement and notify the lead teacher, the nursery coordinator, or Phil or myself. Trading places with someone who is already scheduled works really well. Four important highlights from the handbook. One, behave in such a way that people will not find fault in your actions. Act above reproach. Two, have good communication with your coworkers. Report attendance, injury, suspicious behavior. Three, be prompt and ready to serve at the time you need to be there. And four, be responsible and remember when you are to serve and find your own substitute.